Yeah, all right. I was looking over the Sigi again. And I think we made a mistake. I think factually we made a mistake yesterday. All right.
Sanhedrin?
It's Sanhedrin. Let's go over this very carefully. And I don't think the Svar is going to work through. I don't think the Svar that we said is going
to
work out.
Then you have more to do now.
Huh?
Yeah, I think then you have more to do now.
Which part? The Svar or the fact?
Yeah, you're going to work out.
Not going to work out. Thank you, Daniil. But as I said yesterday, I find it, you know, this is not the regular, you know, I didn't really work this sugya through before we did the shiur. I'm sort of doing it together. But I think it's helpful. I was telling Sammy, Abitan, that I still think it's a good way to work it through. You got to, you know, start in the Bava Metzia. You can't get on.
No.
Why not?
Well,
you locked them out somehow first. How come he can't call in? What'd you push in? You did
the
1-4.
I didn't dial any. Just the straight number. 718.
Remember the days when
718 was a 218.
It
was Ben's little recorder.
We got it.
No problem. Yeah. So anyway, so it's a very complicated sugya, but I think it's a good idea, you know, to start with some approach in Bava Metzia, and then we'll work it through as an Sanhedrin. But like I said, it was just an approach, and you have to be ready to change. But I find it helpful just to come with something. If you just go through everything with a blank slate, at least now we know an approach that's not going to work. We have it's easier to redirect ourselves. That's my feeling. So anyway, and plus what we're saying has some truth, like we were talking about the other day. So it's helpful. It's still helpful. But let's see what the problem is. First of all, let's get the facts straight. Okay, let's get the facts straight. What do you say about that? Let's get the facts straight. And let's just quickly restate Bava Metzia, right? So in Bava Metzia, what do you have? You have a case in Bava Metzia of your chosma b'kol or chosma b'kol v'hinhiga b'kol, right? Chosma b'kol v'hinhiga b'kol. So Tosfos points out, Rabbi Yochanan says a kimas piv is a maisa. So Tosfos points out that you can't learn that a kimas piv havi maisa to mean that itself is maisa, right? In isolation, that just a kimas piv is maisa. Because then you get into trouble with Nishba and Megadef, right? Those are the two cases he has?
No.
Nishba and Mekala Chavero. You can get into trouble with Nishba and Mekala Chavero. So Tosa says it must be that there's a Maisa that you're doing with your Dibor. Okay? So in other words, one end of the spectrum would be of Lav Shiesh Maisa is simply that the Gavra moves. That Tosis is saying cannot be. Can't be that when Rabbi Yochanan says Akimas Piv Havi Maisa means Lav Shiesh Maisa is simply motion, and you move when you speak. Because if that were the case, there'd be no difference between Mekalel's Chavero and Chosma B'Kol. But Rabbi Yochanan holds Mekalel's Chavero is Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. So it can't be just Akimas Piv is the definition of Maisa. Right? So he says it must be that you're doing a maisa with the call. Right? Bidibure ko'ovid maisa. Now this is where we went a little bit off. Okay? So then we concluded, we said it seems from this Gemara that you always have to have a real effect in order to be maisa. Right? And then we said we're going to try to take that theory and carry it over to Sanhedrin and see how it works out. Okay? That was our approach. But I think when you get to Sanhedrin, you find out that it simply won't work. It just won't work. Okay? Now let's just see why it won't work. Are you in agreement with me? Why you guys? Stauber? Shake? Yeah. So let's get the facts straight again in Sanhedrin. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but let's get the facts straight. Rabbi Yochanan holds what? Let's go through the cases. Let's go through the cases. Ready? Everybody ready? We need to concentrate on this. Everybody seems to agree that the Mishnah in Croesus is Rabbi Akiva. Is that true? The Mishnah in Croesus is Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah in Croesus lists only Baal Ov. Right? It lists Baal Ov. It leaves out Yidoni. It includes Megadev. And the Rabbanon disagree with regards to Megadev. Right? That's the summary, the relevant facts for us. So the question is, why does the Mishnah leave out Baal Yidoni? Why does it leave out Yidoni? Okay, now factually speaking, the Baal Ov moves to produce the noise, to produce the voice, and the Yidoni doesn't move to produce the noise. Right?
Yeah.
And the Megadev certainly moves to produce the noise. He speaks. Okay. So now they're going to say like this. Why is the Baal Ov included and not the Yidoni? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's a technical reason. Right? The technical reason has to do with chatos. There's no intrinsic reason why it should not be included. And as a matter of fact, there's no real difference. You're b'chayv a chatos on either one. And the thing is, if you did both, you would only b'chayv one chatos. But there's no difference between Baal Ov and Yidoni in terms of chatos. Now, why is that so, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Because the Mishnah is who? Is Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva holds that what? That Yechayev, even on a lav, Shein Bo Maisa. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Right? So, even on Baal, even on Yidoni, where there's no Asiya at all, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Akiva, you would be chayav achatas. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a special question?
Yeah.
What's the difference between your early, but what's the difference between your Rabbi Buddha?
According to Rabbi Yochanan? It would seem none. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't seem there's any difference. That's a good question. I mean, why is it Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Yehuda? I don't know. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what does Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish says it's true the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, right? But even Rabbi Akiva would not say Yechayev for Yidoni, right?
Yep.
Because Yidoni is a lav she'ein bo maisa klal. And even Rabbi Akiva, who says, could you touch that screw? Even Rabbi Akiva says Yechayev for a lav she'ein bo maisa. He still requires a maisa zuta. Right? He requires a maisa zuta. Now, what's maisa zuta? So he says Megadef is a maisa zuta because it involves a kimas sefosov, and Baal Ov is a maisa zuta because it involves hakoshas ra'osov. Right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that there's two categories. But there's three categories. There's Ein Bo Maisa Klal, Maisa Gomor, and Maisa Zuta. And what does he hold? He holds like this, that according to the Rabbanan, you need a Maisa Gomor. Right? According to the Rabbanan to be Chayev, you need Maisa Gomor. Right?
That's why they don't have a
Gaev. And according to Rabbi Akiva to be Chayev, you need a Maisa Zuta. Okay? So the nafkamina is going to be Megadev and Ov. No, it's going to be what? It's going to be what?
Yeah, Ov.
It's going to be Megadev and Ov. Correct. The Nafkamina is going to be Megadev and Ov. Right? So that's why the Gemara asks, how come the Chum don't say Chutz mi Megadev Ov? Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're not going to get into that. That's we'll let the Gemara take care of those kinds of problems for now. Okay? Right? But according to Rabbi Akiva, what do you have? You have Megadev and Ov is a Maisa Zuta. Rabbi Akiva holds you Chayav. Rabbanan holds you Potter. And what? And Yidoni is not a Maisa at all. Right? Everybody. It's not a mice at all. That's why even Rabbi Akiva holds in a Chayav on Yidoni. Right? So far, so good. And what does Rabbi Akiva hold about Hishtachava? That also he calls a Maisa Zuta. Right? Reish Lakish, right? So Reish Lakish has what? Maisa Zuta is Megadev, Ov, and Hishtachava. Correct? That's Maisa Zuta. Maisa Gomor is Zoveach, Mekater, right? Menasech, and all the other and those kinds of things. So we have to. So that's one thing. That's one thing we have to clear. We have to define, right? Maisa Rabba, Maisa Zuta, according to Rabbi Akiva. Lefi Reish Lakish. Okay. Okay. Let's put that on the side for now. Now, right? I think that's the full Rabbi Reish Lakish shita, right? Okay. Okay. Now, therefore. But Reish Lakish holds that only Rabbi Akiva is Yechai for Maisa Zuta. So our case of Chosein Bekol would be what? That would be a Maisa Zuta, right? That would qualify. It seems to be Maisa Zuta. It's no different than Megadev. No worse than no different than Megadev. The only thing is when Reish Lakish says in Bava Metzia you're Potter, of course he's holding like the Rabbanan, right? Reish Lakish, right? Mr. Ruff, you off the slopes? Back with us? Okay. So, now the question is Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan. So what do we know for sure about Rabbi Yochanan?
That he doesn't have an idea of Maisa Zuta.
He does not agree with Maisa Zuta. So therefore, he does not agree with Maisa Zuta. So, and he holds the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva also. So technically, anything can be in this Mishnah. Right? Anything can be in this Mishnah. Because you don't need the mice at all, according to Rabbi Akiva. Right? You don't need mice at all. Mm-hmm. So we can't really tell from the Mishnah. It's not so clear. Oh, so what do we know from the Mishnah? What can we know? But we are really interested in defining what Alav Sheyesh Bo Mice is. So how do we get to what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion of Alav Sheyesh Bo Mice is? So we have two sources, right? One is he says hishtachava is a maisa, right? Rabbi Yochanan says hishtachava is a maisa gomer. In that brisa, right? Natanya ainu chayev elal davar sheish bo maisa kigon zivuach kitor v'nisuch v'hishtachava avam reish lakish mantan hishtachava rebri kivi dam lo bina maisa. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu teim rabbanon. Kefifas komoso l'rabbanon havi maisa. So Rabbi Yochanan holds kefifas komoso is a maisa. He's saying you don't have to say the mishnah. You don't have to say the brisa of Rabbi Akiva. You know, to be chayev. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require maisa at all. Rabbi Akiva holds yichayev even lav she'ein ba maisa. So the question is, who's the tana that says hishtachava is chayev achatas? So Reish Lakish says it must be Rabbi Akiva because Hishtachava is a Maisa Zuta. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Hishtachava is a Maisa Gomor. Right? Hishtachava is a Maisa Gomor. What? Hishtachava is a Maisa Gomor. Okay. Now hold on. And we also know that Megadef is not a Maisa.
At all or Maisa Zuta?
is not a maisa at all. How do we know Megadiv is not a maisa at all? No. Because it says chutz mi Megadiv. Rabbanan say chutz mi Megadiv. Increases. Rabbanan say chutz mi Megadiv. Hello? Right? Chutz mi Megadiv. So they say, we agree, you get kares, and we agree that there's a chatas in everything you say. We agree, everything that you listed in the Mishnah is chayav kares, except for, is chayav chatas, except for Megadiv. Right? We need anchors. We need anchors. That's our anchor. We know for sure Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Hishtachavo is a maisa gomor, and Megadiv is not a maisa. Right? That's what we know. Now let me ask you a question. What about... Huh? That's a big problem. That's what the Gemara is going to try to work out. Now one second, but we can't... But that's our anchor. I mean, that's a solid source. Now one second. Now the question is, what about Baal Ov? What is a Baal Ov according to Rabbi Yochanan? First, what's a Baal Ov according to Rabbi Yochanan? What? What's a Baal Ov according to Rabbi Yochanan? What's the Baal Ov according to Rabbi Yochanan?
Just hold on one second.
It's a Maisa Gomor. It's a Maisa Gomor. Has to be, no?
Why?
Because it's in the Mishnah. The Gemara only asked on Reish Lakish how can the Gemara doesn't, how can the Rabbanan don't say Chutz Mibalov? Right? The Gemara only asked on Reish Lakish why doesn't the Mishnah say Chutz Miov? Right, no. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't need Maisa, so everything's in the Mishnah.
Right.
But the Rabbanan do need Maisa. Right?
Oh, so they should have excluded Ov and Megadiv.
Right. So Reish Lakish was the one who said Reish Lakish is the one that said Megadiv and Baal Ov is a Maisa Zuta. Right? Maisa Zuta. So then according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan should have excluded Baal Ov too. Right? That's what the Gemara needs a whole answer. There are two answers. Our Gemara gives a funnier answer, but the Gemara in Croesus just gives a partial answer. It meant both. It only listed one, it meant both. Okay, I think someone mentioned that answer yesterday. But according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kasha why the Rabbanan don't exclude Baal Ov. Because a Baal Ov is a Maisa Gomor. According to Rabbi Yochanan, right? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the definition, that's where we made a mistake yesterday on the chart. According to Rabbi Yochanan, basically, it sounds like every motion is a Maisa. Right? Sounds like every motion is a Maisa Gomor. Right? Sounds like every motion is a Maisa Gomor. So that's why the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference between Hishtachava and the Gadeif? You're going to say a Chayav. No, it's basically, I think the mistake we made yesterday is that whatever Rabbi Yochanan is calling a Maisa Zuta, whatever Reish Lakish is calling Maisa Zuta, Rabbi Yochanan is calling a Maisa Gomor. Right? Whatever Reish Lakish calls a Maisa Zuta, Rabbi Yochanan calls a Maisa Gomor. So then the Gemara says, look, if everything you call Reish Lakish calls a Maisa Zuta, you call a Maisa Gomor. So Reish Lakish called Megadif a Maisa Zuta. So why don't you consider it a Maisa Gomor? That's the Gemara's question.
But what did he call this?
Megadif. Reish Lakish called Megadif a Maisa Zuta. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, "V'Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna, the Kfifas Komaso, L'Rabbanon, Havi Maisa, Vakima Sefosov of Megadef is not a Maisa. If Rabbi Yochanan is so has such a low standard of Maisa, even bending your torso is a Maisa, so why isn't moving your jaw a Maisa? Right? So why isn't any action is a Maisa? We're still in the fact phase over here, right? Okay. So the Gemara gives a little bit of a difficult answer. The Gemara says, Megadef is belave. Okay? Megadef is belave. Now the
exception amongst people.
Right. Well, Megadef is belave. It seems to say, like Rashi saying, the Isser is not really Maisa. The Isser is not really the action. Right? Because you could say those words all day, and you're not going to be over. I think the Rashi in Croesus gives a little bit of a fuller explanation. Right? So then the Gemara says like this. If you're going to tell me that Dibur is really... In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is not saying Akimas Piv is not a Maisa. He's not saying that. He's saying Akimas Piv is a Maisa. The only thing is, the Isser Megadef is not Akimas Piv.
Right.
It's not really an Isser of Akimas Piv. Right, in order to be a lav sheish b'maisa, the iser has to be on the asiyah itself. So then the Gemara says, what about Adim Zomim? How come the Braisa considers Adim Zomim to be a lav she'ein b'maisa? There's no din of belave by Adim Zomim. They don't have to have an evil intent. Right? I mean, I'm not sure what other kind of intent they can have, but it's not like Megadef of... not a din of an Isser Belev. Right? So that's the Gemara's question. If you're going to tell me really any Akimas Piv is a Maisa, unless the Isser itself is a really an Isser Belev, so how come Adam Zomim is not considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa?
We know that for a fact,
because the Brisa itself says it. The Brisa says Adam Zomim is a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Right? So far so good? Now here's where it gets a little tricky. So the Gemara says, Adam Zomim Yeshno Bikol. They have an Isser, their Isser is their voice. It's true the Isser is not their lave, but their Isser is their voice. Okay? So then the Gemara says, but Kol is also a Maisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now one second, here's a very, very interesting Rashi. Rashi is like this. Yeshnon Bikol on Samachay Amabez. Right? Omar Hochi Garsinon. Tosis makes a point of this. Right? That Rashi's Girsa is Adim Zomamin Yeshnon Bikol as opposed to Megadef Yeshnon Bikol. Okay? Hochi Garsinon. Omar Rava Shani Adim Zomim Hovil Vyeshnon Bikol. What does it mean, Bikol? Iker chiyuvan b'shmias kolam lifnei beisdin. Their iker chiyuv is the hearing of their voice in front of beisdin. Huba. That's where the iker chiyuv comes from. Now Rashi says something that's strange. It says v'kol leis bei mamish. Who cares if a kol has mamish? Why does Rashi say kol leis bei mamish? Who cares? There's no substance to a kol. Who cares? There's no substitute call. Hilka chavik megadef to tali believe. What is that? Why is Rashi's trying to say that the Gemara is equating Adam Zomim and Megadef, saying they share something in common. They share something in common. Adam Zomim, the Megadef is believe, and the Adam Zomim is bekol. So they're similar because. Because just like Megadef is belave, Adam Zomim are Bekol, and Bekol is also Leis Bei Mamish. But what does Leis Bei Mamish have to do with anything? Well, so then the Gemara answers what? The Gemara says, aye, but Rabbi Yochanan holds Kol is a Maisa. So don't tell me Adam Zomim is a Lav Shein B'Maisa because of Kol. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kol is a Maisa. Because of Kosma Bekol. Let me see you. Hold on. Right? So then the Gemara says, you're right. Adam Zomim would also be a Maisa if it were only a din of kol. But we made a mistake. Adam Zomim is really an Isser in their Re'iyah, whatever that means. And again, Rashi says, Re'iyah is the Re'iyah lace ba Maisa. Okay. So what is going on over here? Not a good question, I know. So Tosfos says like this. Tosfos is troubled by this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Yeah, Tosfos and Bava Metzia is bothered by this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why? He says like this. V'im Tomar dibesof perak dalad misos k'omar Rabbi Yochanan Dakima sifos of the megadev lo avi ma'isa mishum diyesh no belev. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that megadev is not a ma'isa because of lev. Uparach, and the Gemara asks on that, v'atanya yatsu edem zomim she'en ben ma'isa. The Gemara asks on the theory that since megadev is belev, there's no ma'isa, that edem zomim should be ma'isa. And the Gemara answers, he has the different gears. So Shani Megadev Hov Yeshno Bekol. That Megadev is different because it has to do with the kol. Okay. Uparech, and the Gemara asks, V'kol Rabbi Yochanan Lav Maisahu, V'achosma Bekol Rabbi Yochanan Chayav. And the Gemara says, oh, you're going to tell me Megadev is no Maisa because it's Bekol, but Chosma Bekol is a Maisa. Right? Well, his gear brings Megadev back. And then the Gemara says, no, Adam Zomim is different because they're Beriah. But what's bothering Tosos? Why does that Gemara bother Tosos? Because it goes against his whole theory in this Tosos. Okay? V'hashta, heichi parach, michosma b'kol Megadev. Tosos doesn't like the fact that the Gemara could even ask a question from chosma b'kol to Megadev. How could the Gemara say that Chosma Bekol is like Megadev? How could the Gemara say that? How could the Gemara say, I'll prove to you Megadev is Chayev? Why? Because Chosma Bekol is Chayev. But according to this Tosis and Bav Metzia, that's a preposterous question. Why? Because by Chosma Bekol you did a Maisa with your Dibor. And Megadev you didn't do a Maisa with Dibor. They're not comparable cases at all. Right? So that's why Tosfos has to sort of rework that whole Gemara. He says like this. This is the reason why I'm going through this is because it's going to help us get our facts straight. Okay? V'yesh loma d'lav ha-megadev parach ela edem zomim parach. Right? Like Rashi changes the gears basically. That the Gemara, when the Gemara says chosma bikol is a raya that your chayev bikol, it's not asking on the call of Megadev. It's asking on the call of Adam Zomim. It's saying, you're telling me that Adam Zomim is a lav she'en bo ma'isa because they're Bekol. But I'll show you from Chosma Bekol that Adam Zomim should be a ma'isa. Why? Because he goes, whatever, he's just trying to show you in the pshat how you know it's going back on Adam Zomim too. But basically, why is it a chayev? Mishum debidibur misavid ma'isa shem is chayev hanidon. That what's the difference? Adam Zomim are also doing a ma'isa with their call. They're making the nidon chayev. There's a real effect. There's a true real world effect. Right? That's the Gemara's question. You want to tell me Adam Zomim is a lav shem ma'isa because they're bekol? But I'll show you, whenever your Dibor has a Maisa, whenever your Dibor has an effect, Rabbi Yochanan considers it a Maisa. How do I know that? From Chosma Bekol. So Edom Zomim is no different than Chosma Bekol. So how can you tell me Edom Zomim is a Lav She'em a Maisa, B'Dibura Komisavid Maisa? Just like Chosma Bekol B'Dibura Masavid Maisa.
Can we say before that if the effect is like making a person usher, or, you know, chayev, that's not a maisa?
No, we said making yourself chayiv is not a ma'aser.
Why is it different?
Because that's just the iser. Even a lav she'ein bo ma'aser chayiv on. If you're going to say making yourself chayiv is a ma'aser, then every iser then everything's a ma'aser. Because you're always making yourself chayiv. Even a lav she'ein bo ma'aser making yourself chayiv. That's not a real world effect. A real world effect is not that I'm chayiv an onesh. They're actually effectuating something in mominus, not in the iser. They're effectuating something that has nothing to do with the iser. Okay. Anyway, so he says like this. So then the Gemara answers, no, Edom Zomim are different because they're Bere'iyah. And here's the key. Of a Megadev Havitaima Delo Choshev Maisa Ho Vieshna Bekol Delo Ovid B'dibur Maisa Nein Tzarech Su L'taima Shekein Yesha B'leiv. This is the important part of this Tosus. That he's saying the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin is really concluding, like Tosus is concluding here, that the reason why Megadef is alav she'ein ba maisa is because bidibura lo ovid maisa. Forget about the Yeshno Belev. The Yeshno Belev, he says, was a temporary position that eventually got rejected. The real reason why Megadef is alav she'ein ba maisa is not because of Yeshno Belev, according to Tosus. It's because bidibura lo ovid maisa. There's only one rule. That's what's confusing. That's what was getting very confusing. Megadev seemed to be different in Sanhedrin from the way Tosus is saying it is over here. So that's why he goes to clarify, no. If you go through the Shak Levataria, the way Tosus learns it, the Gemara really only had Yeshno, only had Lev as a position, and then once it got to Edom Zomim, it rejected the whole thing, and it went to the idea of that your kol has to do a Maisa. Okay?
So Re'iyah
means that it's not an Isser of kol. The only time, it's not an Isser of Kol, it's an Isser of Riyah.
In terms of Ovid Maisa.
So yeah, they are Ovid Maisa, but not with their Kol. Their Isser is an Isser of Riyah. And Riyah is not Riyah is nothing.
I'm saying, so how does he preserve the idea that everything there is a Ovid Maisa? You're right, we don't conclude Yeshua Malay by Megadeth, but we do conclude Riyah by Edzon. So how does that, is that a problem?
We're not explaining what that means right now. We're just saying that the Gemara's answer is that you're right. Whenever there's a kol that does a ma'isa, you're chayav. Whenever there's a kol that produces an effect, then you're considered to be, that's considered a lav sheyesh b'ma'isa.
Right.
But Edom Zomim is not considered an isser of kol. It's considered an isser of re'iyah. It's just a different, it's removed from the discussion. Whatever that means is not for us right now. Now it's like this, v'hayinu taima nami, the mesis umediach umekalil aviv the memaid lehu b'toras kohanim miva asa the asam eino lo belev velo bereiya ela korchach mishum di yeshnan b'kol. So he says you have to say that the Gemara concludes this way of kol, because that's the only other way to say that all these other cases are lav shem b'maisa. Because Mesis, Mediach, Mekal, Ovav are all considered Lav She'im Ma'isa, right? In that same section of Torah's Kohanim where it mentions Edom Zomim, right? And you can't say that they're Lav She'im Ma'isa because they're Belev or Bere'iyah. So it must be that the Gemara really concludes that the test for Yeshno Bekol, the test for lav she yesh bo maisa is only when the kol has a kovid maisa. Okay, all right. So let's just those are the facts. Those are the facts. It gets into a little bit of trouble with the Gemara and Croesus, but okay. So let's just restate the facts now. So we'll know where to focus our attention. Now it comes out a bizarre thing. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it comes out a very bizarre thing. Comes out that Rabbi Yochanan holds like this. See, we made the mistake like this. We thought that, it's important to go over the mistake here. We thought from this Tosfos in Sanhedrin, in Bab Metzia, that you always have to have an effect. A true, real-world effect. In order to be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Okay, and then the Dibur aspect was just relating you to it. Right? Okay. But when we get to Sanhedrin, we see that that's not true. We see that the case of Dibor is an exception. And really, the proper formulation is like this. That any Asiyah is considered a lav sheish b'maaser according to Rabbi Yochanan. Any asiyah, any action is considered a lav sheish b'maaser according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Like bowing down. Or slapping your arms together. Right? Hakosha Zerosov. Or what else? Any minimal, anything that's a minimal action is considered a lav sheish b'maaser according to Rabbi Yochanan. But for some reason, the maisa of akimas piv is only a maisa when it has an effect.
But that's not a universal rule.
That's not a universal rule. Comes out when you go through Sanhedrin. When you go through the Sanhedrin Gemara, it comes out that what we thought was the principle is really the exception. Okay. But that makes it very difficult. Creates a very difficult problem. Right? Difficult problem. It goes, how come every other action can be in a vacuum, so to speak? Right? Hold on. How come every other action can be in a vacuum? Right? You know what I mean by in a vacuum?
Yeah, without
conditions. Yeah, right. Having no effect. So, but Akimas Piv can't. All the scientists are going to pop up now. Can't speak without air. Of course, can't have Akimas Piv without a vacuum. Okay. Bowing. Not having the effect that we were discussing the other day. Effect meaning productive. Not having a product. That's what I mean by effect. A real effect.
Could
there's no such thing. It's an oxymoron. I mean to say, being mechayev somebody mamon is a halachic effect. Okay, having an animal walk a certain way is a physical effect. But bowing your body is no effect.
What about the fact that you get up on the
sun? That's not a real effect. There's nothing. That's not a true maisa. There's no product. There's no product of that. There's nothing. We could say something like that. But the point is like this. In Bab Metzia, we were trying to make a bright line. Okay? We were trying to make a very clear definition of Maisa. And we're trying to retain Maisa in the sense of production. Okay, and we were saying, you see from the Gemara Metzia, that to be a lav sheish b'maisa, you need to have a formula of an action that caused something. Right? An action that caused something. You don't say, bending your body is an action that caused something. It's just bending your body. The only thing it caused is that your body is bent. But that's not the result. That's not the product of your maisa in the sense in the same sense. Okay? I'm not saying, of course, you can define maisa 100 ways. Okay? I'm not saying it's the only definition of maisa. I'm saying it seems from the Gemara Bab Metzia that is the definition of maisa according to Rabbi Yochanan for a lav sheish b'maisa. That there has to be an action and a product. Okay. But then it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan not only does he not have a strict idea of Maisa in terms of action and product, but he's the most makel sheet of what an action is. Turns out he's the most makel on what action is. Because he holds any motion, practically speaking, any motion is an action. Not only... Right? Even motion that doesn't have any effect. Right? Like kfifas komaso. Right? he argues with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish seems to be holding to the idea that you need a true effect, according to the Rabbanan, who says kafifas komaso is nothing. What did the guy do? What did he make? Right?
What was your not only this book?
Right. I'm just saying, dramatically speaking, not only is he not the, not only does he say, you know, it's not he's the completely opposite end of the spectrum, right? Not only does he not need a real product, right? But he holds even what Reish Lakish considers the Ma'aseh Zuta, he considers the Ma'aseh Gomer.
From your end,
if you take
a minimal thing on your part, forget what it does or doesn't produce.
Even a minimal
participation on your part is enough.
It's considered a full-blown action.
Okay.
It's considered a full-blown action. But then the problem is, BMAC.
Yeah, just, we're probably going to get to it, but how does this, I'm saying, like, so are there two different machlokes in between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan now? Like, well, like one in Bamatia and one in Sanhedrin?
No.
Like, how exactly do they...
No, it's all the same. It's just that the Gemara in Bava Metzia is only in terms of the Rabbanan.
Ah, fine. So there, Reish Lakish is talking even in Rabbanan.
That's right. He's saying, according to the Rabbanan, it's a Ma'ase Zuta. But the Rabbanan hold, you need a Ma'aseh Gomer.
Right, but what we said in Bava Metzia about the two aspects.
That still
holds true even according to Rabbanan.
Yeah, I think we were right in our definition of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was bad. We can still look at Reish Lakish.
For Rabbi Yochanan and Bava Metzia, he still just requires a certain level of involvement of the Gabra.
We can't retain anything we said about Rabbi Yochanan. We have to start Rabbi Yochanan completely fresh.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I'm just still trying to bring out all the facts. So now it comes out, factually speaking, that Rabbi Yochanan has a strange shita. Because on the one hand, in terms of Maisa, he doesn't require any effect. Right? Because even Kfifas Komaso is considered a full-blown Maisa, right? So if effect is not a part of the definition of Maisa, why does he insist on it by Dibur?
Right.
That really is the question.
Yep.
How come by Kefifas Komaso, that's a full-blown Maisa, but Akimas Piv is only a Maisa if the kol it produces Ka'avid Maisa. But he doesn't look at an effect. His whole definition doesn't require effect. So why does he need effect when it comes to Dibur? Is it because you're not doing any action? No, you're moving your lips. Oh, moving your lips is not enough? It is enough. What's the difference moving your lips and bending your body? So how come by bending your body, you don't have to say by Kfifas Komaso Ka'avid Maisa, nothing happens when you bend your body. Right? So how come when you move your lips, something has to happen? What's the difference? You hear the question now? Okay. So what do you say? What do you say? In other words, why does the Tosis use the terminology Bidibura Ka'ovid Maisa? Isn't Maisa what we're talking about? Isn't it like a little bit of a confusing way to put it? Saying it is a Maisa, why? Because Bidibura Ka'ovid Maisa. Well, we know, either we know what Maisa is, isn't that what we're trying to figure out what Maisa is? But the point is like this, of course, when you do Akimas Peh, that is a Maisa. There's no question. He's saying that is an action. In Tosis' terminology, that's an action. But to say Ka'ovid Maisa, it means that it caused an action elsewhere. But that means it's an effect of what you... That means that there is an effect of what you did outside of yourself. By Dibur, there has to be an effect outside of yourself, for Rabbi Yochanan. It has to be that you were Okem Sefasov, and your Akima Sefasov caused another action. Right? But by all the other Lavin... Fifas Komaso, all you need is that you do a Maisa. doesn't need that something happened outside of yourself. That's what I mean by causing an effect. That's what it means. Ka'ovid ma'isa means if something else was changed by what you did. I'm just using the term effect. But it means something else was changed by what you did. You did akima sefasov, and with that, another ma'isa occurred. Right? But you don't need that by kfifas komaso. Yeah. I don't know what the word ma'isa means, though. Isn't that what we're trying to figure out? What do you mean? What was the effect of ma'isa? No, it wasn't. The effect of ma'isa, Tosa says, is that the animal walks without eating. Sheholeches v'dosha below achila. That's the ma'isa. The ma'isa is sheholeches v'dosha below achila. Yeah, but Tosis is telling you what. No, he says b'dibura ka'ovid ma'isa. What's the ma'isa that you did with your dibur? The ma'isa that you that. The ma'isa that happened, ka'ovid ma'isa, with your dibur, a ma'isa happened. What ma'isa happened? That the animal walked in a certain way. The dibur itself, akimas piv, is my own ma'isa. But by dibur, it's not just I need to do my own ma'isa, but my ma'isa has to cause a ma'isa. Okay, but by all the other things, it doesn't have to cause a ma'isa. Hishtachava doesn't have to cause a ma'isa. You wouldn't say, b'hishtachava ka'ovid ma'isa. Hishtachava itself is the ma'isa. It's not ka'ovid ma'isa. So that's the problem that we're still getting. It's just restating the problem that we have originally. How come Rabbi Yochanan seems to define ma'isa by the gavra alone? He doesn't seem to ever care about your ma'isa doing a ma'isa. But by dibor alone, he needs your ma'isa to do a ma'isa. Why is that? If having an effect is never part of the definition of a ma'isa, why is it by dibor? You can't say because there's no other ma'isa, because there is. It's a kimas piv. Okay, in terms of defining this machlo, in terms of understanding this anomaly in Rabbi Yochanan, we don't want to make the same mistake twice. So what we have to do is like this. This is an anomaly. It's an anomaly. The only way you can understand the anomaly is if you understand the general rule properly. Okay? It's only an anomaly because you don't have the general rule proper. So you can't really just focus on the anomaly. That's not the right approach to take. The right approach to take is to go back to try to understand the general rule in a different way, and hope that if you understand the general rule properly, you'll resolve the anomaly. But that's sort of a problem in general. You can't really focus on the problem per se, because the problem itself is the exception, right? And you can't make a general rule out of an exception. That's the mistake we made yesterday. We tried to make a general rule out of an exception. So you really have to just step back and say, let's think about the general rule again. Right? And hopefully we'll have a better general rule that will include this case. Alright? Alright, so let's start with Reish Lakish, because he seems to be straighter. He seems to be clearer. Right? And what do we have to work on in Reish Lakish? We have his distinction between Maisa Zuta and Maisa Rabba.
Right.
Maisa Zuta and Maisa Rabba. So Maisa Rabba is like we were saying in Bav Metzia, it would seem, right? And Maisa Rabba means where there's an action on your part, and that action itself, the direct result of that action, now is your goof is acting upon a chefza, and that itself is the Isser. That itself is the formulation of the Isser. Correct? So akimas piv by so by chasma bekol, you would never be chayev. You wouldn't be chayev, right? Because your maisa is acting on the sound waves, and is acting on the air in your lungs. But that is nothing. That's not the formulation of the isser itself, right? It have to be maisa rabba means that the maisa isser is formulated in a way that your maisa that the object and the effect of your maisa is the isser itself, right? We can be lucid. That's close enough for now, right? That's maisa rabba.
Can you say one more time?
Maisa rabba is like we were saying last time, bav metzia. Simple, that it has to be a true maisa. It has to be that your siya has an effect, and that effect is the issa. Right? Okay, that's maisa rabba. That's maisa rabba. That's what the rabbanon insist on. So chosma b'kol would not be chayev. Chosma b'kol would not be chayev. Right? Or hiniga b'kol would not be chayev. If I smack them and they move, then they're going to be chayev. Then I'm going to be chayev by the client. Because that's my maisa, and it's causing and the effect of my maisa itself is they're moving. And that is the isser. Right, it's got to be very tight for Reish Lakish. It's got to be very tight in terms of Asiyah. Right? Just like a true, real-world definition of doing something. What'd you do today? Did something? What'd you make? Okay. Good? Now, so what's Maisa Zuta according to Reish Lakish? What's Maisa Zuta according to Reish Lakish? One step removed, yeah, but step removed, huh? So what are the cases again of Maisa Zuta? You have Hishtachava. No, it's Maisa Zuta. No, it's Maisa Zuta. Only Rabbi Kiva would. Only Rabbi Kiva would hold you chayav Maisa Zuta on Hishtachava. Shtachava is Rabbi Akiva coin, right? Maisa Zuta.
I thought it was a really far machlokas in Shtachava. One held it was gummer, one held it was nothing.
No. Okay. Rabbi Akiva says in Sanhedrin, Reish Lakish says, Hishtachava must be Rabbi Akiva. Right? He says, right. Omar Reish Lakish, man tana Shtachava, Rabbi Akiva hi. Gomer lobin and Maisa. And Rashi says, that they doesn't need a Maisa Rabba. Isn't there a Rashi like that? Yeah, Rabbi Kivi, Dama Lobin and Maisa Rabba, El Maisa Zuta. So Ishtachava is a Maisa Zuta, going to. You got the right Rashi? Is this the second Rashi?
There are three of them, right?
Ishtachava,
Ov, and
Megadev. Ishtachava, Ov, and Megadev. Yeah. So what's Maisa Zuta, according to Rabbi Kiva? According to Reish Lakish? It's a good question. He considers Megadev to be a Maisa Zuta. It's an interesting thing how he's going to argue with Rabbi Yochanan Megadev, right? He argues with Rabbi Yochanan Megadev. So what do you say? Maisa Zuta is what? Because he holds that Megadif would qualify as a Maisa Zuta, right? And Rabbi Yochanan generally considers any Maisa Zuta like a Maisa Gomor. I'm not saying he really, it's not really arguing with him, but I'm saying, you know, that's where the formula splits. Normally, you could have just said every Maisa Zuta, according to Reish Lakish, is a Maisa Rabba, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But by Megadif, it doesn't work out. Because he's considered, Rabbi Reish Lakish holds Megadif is a Maisa Zuta, and Rabbi Yochanan holds is not a Maisa at all.
Right.
Generally, Rabbi Yochanan holds any Maisa Zuta as a Maisa Rabba, but over here he breaks.
You think of a universal
answer? Yeah, so what would you say? Maisa Zuta is what? You want to leave that one fuzzy for now? Maisa Zuta is what? It's where it doesn't have an effect. We can just say that for now. Where there is an Asiyah that doesn't have any effect. Okay? there's an asiya, there's no effect. So akimas piv is an asiya. Akimas piv is a motion. In other words, Reish Lakish is an absolutist. Okay? He will not dilute this idea one iota. Okay? It's either going to be a maisa with an effect, or just a maisa. Not going to dilute it. Where's the effect? What is the problem? What is your problem? Where's the effect? Getting the what to talk? His armpit. It's a good question. All right, I take back my criticism. It's a good question. Why is that not an effect? It's a pretty dramatic effect. Good question. I wouldn't say it's an effect, though. Why? It's a result.
What?
What? Huh? Right. You have to position yourself to be a medium of this voice. You have to do things to be a medium. But you're just preparing yourself. And it comes through you.
Weren't we saying that that was the difference between the Ov and the Yoni?
No, Ov Yedoni just has no Maisa. That's the only thing. There's no Maisa at all. I'm saying even the activity of the whatever you're doing is just making yourself roy for this, for the voice to come.
Well, that's only if you go as far as he went with saying the effect is the mace talking. Why don't you just say the effect is the arm is making noise from your armpit? Isn't that immediate? Isn't that direct?
No, you're not really making noise with your armpit. You're not making noise with your armpit. You're moving your arm, and that creates the voice, and that allows the voice to be medaber mitoch shechio. Okay, so Reish Lakish is strict. He says he only has one definition of Maisa. And either he's going to require the cause and the effect, or he's just going to require the Maisa. So he holds that the Rabbanon hold you need a Maisa Rabba, meaning both sides of Maisa. The action of the Gavra and an effect outside of the Gavra. Rabbi Kiva holds you just need an action of a Gavra. Right? That's it. So Megadev, you're chayev, of course you moved your mouth, and he doesn't look to any effect, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? You understand what I'm saying? But he's very absolute. He's not going to dilute. He's not changing the idea of Maisa from the Rabbanan to Rabbi Akiva. It's the same idea of Maisa. It's just a question of whether you need both aspects of Maisa or only one aspect of Maisa. Maisa Rabba means the full Maisa. Maisa Zuta means only one side, just your Asiya. You don't need any effect. Maisa Rabba, the full definition of Maisa, is an Asiya with an effect. And Maisa Zuta means just one part of that formulation, just Maisa, even though there's no effect. Okay? That's why it's Rabba and Zuta. Okay? You could say an unqualified Maisa and a qualified Asiya and an unqualified Asiya. Qualified means it did something. Unqualified, it was just an action. Good? Good enough, right? Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is a problem. Rabbi Yochanan is a problem. Because we can't just pilfer anything from Reish Lakish, right? We can't just take Reish Lakish for parts over here. Because we can't even take his Svar of Rabbi Akiva and then take it for Rabbi Yochanan. For Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbanan. Because then the God, they should also be a Maisa. Right? Then the God... So we need to start from scratch for Rabbi Yochanan. We need to start from scratch. But we know a few things. Right? We know he does not have the definition of Maisa. He does not have either definition of Maisa of Reish Lakish. He does not insist on an action with an effect, and he does not hold you simply need naked action. But we don't know what it is that he needs. That's what we're left with, okay? So what do you say? Want to think about it a little bit? Okay, now then I'll tell you the outline of what I'm thinking about. I think it has to do with what we were discussing in that shiur in the beginning of the year. That that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there are different categories of maisa. Okay, just giving you the outline over here. There are different categories of maisa. Maisa is not only he really owes neither maisa rabba. There's no such thing as a maisa rabba and a maisa zuta according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's only maisa. The only thing is, there are different kinds of maisa. Okay? Different kinds of maisa. And as long as your action falls into one of those kinds of maisa, you're chayav. Alright? So now it's just a question of defining the kinds of maisa. So he holds there's a productive maisa. Okay? That's a general category, a productive maisa. That's the simplest form of maisa, right? But what does he consider hishtachava to be? What's hishtachava? What's hishtachava in Ov? And what else do we have? What else is Zuta? The guy doesn't fit in. Yeah. Is what?
Formal.
What makes it formal? Let's think about it. So it would seem like it's a... let's say hishtachava is what? Hishtachava is what we were saying last time, is like a demonstrative maisa. In other words, he holds that you can define maisa after... This is just my beginning approach here. But he's saying like this, that... You always need a qualified maisa, but the qualification of the maisa is not like Reish Lakish. It doesn't have to be in the physical world. Reish Lakish holds the only way to qualify maisa is through effect of maisa, direct effect of maisa. But Rabbi Yochanan holds it has to be a chosh of maisa. That's all it needs. It doesn't have to be a maisa qualified by physical. It doesn't have to be physical. Reish Lakish is saying it's a physical maisa, and the way it's complete is by a physical effect. Whether it's in dine mamonis, in action, whatever it is, it has to have a true, tangible effect. Rabbi Yochanan holds to be a lav shiyesh for maisa, it has to be a maisa chashuva. Okay? Chashuva means qualified, but it can be qualified in a broader way. It has to be effective, not necessarily in the realm of maisa. So hishtachava is a maisa chashuva because it expresses something. Okay, the maisa expresses something. The maisa is demonstrative of something. It conforms to a practice. Okay, I don't want to. Let's just speak broadly at this time. Okay, and so does a Baal Ov. He also is a Maisa that is effective. Even bringing about the result is enough in this way of looking at things. But what about Megadev? What about speech? That's where he says you run into a problem. Because the maisa of moving your lips, according to the way we're going now, this is the final point we have to try to work out. You're going to have to say that there's no effect of that maisa. There's no way to qualify the moving of your lips unless you find a true maisa. In other words, hishtachava you can qualify because it's a demonstration or because it's a formal, fixed action that's predefined. That itself gives quality to the action. Okay? But moving your lips is only important because, but moving your lips you can't consider to be what? You can't say that that is, how is that action chashuv? How is the action of akimas piv chashuv? So you say because of the speech. Yeah, what do you say? Yeah, what do you say?
What's the difference between speech and demonstration? Both are real human actions.
Because that's what I'm trying to, that's exactly where I'm at. I have to think this through a little bit more. But what I'm trying to say is like this. That in terms of the Maisa itself, as a Maisa, the Akimas Piv is not Choshev. In other words, Hishtachavo'o in this sense is better than Akimas Piv. Why? It's not a bad question because the Gemara thought it is the same. But in the final analysis, according to the way Tosus is learning, the only way to be machshiv, the action of a gavra, is either because it has an effect, a true effect, or because the asiya per se is chashuv. The akimas piv is not chashuv per se. It's yeshno bikol. It's not choshev per se.
I mean, the whole reason that the thing that he is choshev per se is significant is because, I thought, you would say it's because basically, it's like a real human thing that people do. Like you were saying in the methodology, Shira.
We can't pick apart that either completely. We have to just take this how it goes. We're going to take this approach. We have to take it a little bit differently over here. The point is over here. In other words, if I say don't, in other words, is Megadef and Isser don't do this action? In other words, is the action itself the Isser? Is the action itself? Let's think it over a little bit. Let me just leave you with this way of looking at it. In other words, what we're looking for is to find the action alone, okay, and say this action is chashuv, okay. Otherwise, it's just motion. Rabbi Yochanan would never go so far as to say motion is considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. It has to be meaningful motion. It has to be motion that's chashuva. It has to rise to the level of action. Okay? But to rise to the level of action, the motion doesn't necessarily have to have a product outside of itself. Okay? It could be chashuv even without having a product. All right. The only question that we remain with is, why would you say that hishtachavo is considered chashuv without a product, right? But akimas piv needs a real physical product. Why can't you say the same thing? Say just like by hishtachavo there's no product, but it's chashuv because you're conforming to a certain program, right? Akimas piv is also chashuv because it's engaging in communication, right?
Okay.
By the way, do you think you're communicating with the animal when you speak? When you is that a form of communication? When you yell at it, huh? Yeah.
No.
Right.
What?
Well, when you hit it, are you communicating with it? No, so what's the difference? You're just scaring it. You're not communicating with it. Right? So we're not really, you can't take the tack that speech is a high-minded human engagement. Because all you're doing is, ah! You're just yelling at the animal. Right?
Pesa?
Yeah.
Just what we were saying before, maybe we can go back to what we were saying in Bava Metzia that the nature of speech has two different components. It has the akim of sin, and it also has the call. And that's why Rish Lakish doesn't like it. So therefore, by Ishtakava, since Ishtakava is, like you said, it's an expression of the Isser itself. So that's going to be enough. But by Megadev, Akimas Piv, that's not the expression. It's what comes from the Akimas Piv. So since the call is the expression, so therefore call can't be the Maisa.
So what is the Maisa?
Well, all right. So then, that's when we get into Ka'avid Maisa. I don't know about that.
Because the problem is like this. Ad Asas Lahachi, now we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds you're going to be chayev for any action of your guf that's considered chashev. The only thing is, he's saying by Isurim that are yeshno bikol, the akimas piv is only chashev, is chashev not from the kol aspect, but from the asiya that the kol causes. As in any other iser, just the moving of the guf is considered is enough. But over here, you need more than moving of the guf for some reason. You need moving of the guf that's covered that precipitates a maisa elsewhere. But it's only in terms of qualifying the akimas piv as a valid chashev action. That's the problem that we're stuck with. Why by Akimas Piv do you need, why by an Isser Bekol? By the way, that's what I think Rashi means when he says by the Adam Zomimim that when the Gemara asks, Yeshno Bekol, right? When the Gemara answers Yeshno Bekol, so Rashi says because a kol is Leis Be Mamish. That was the Gemara was working with the theory that in order for your Akimas Piv to be good, it has to actually, they're looking for a product of the Akimas Piv. So saying kol is not a mamish. You can't consider kol a product. You understand? But by Akimas Piv, they're looking for a product. That's the problem we're left with. Why by Akimas Piv are they looking for a product? Why can't they leave well enough alone and say by Akimas Piv, the Akimas Piv is chashev because it makes a sound? Let's think about that. What I'm trying to say is because it's not considered, you can't consider Akimas Piv demonstrative in any way. It doesn't fit into any category. The Akimas Piv doesn't fit into a category. Of course, Dibor is a category, but Akimas Piv is not a category. Yeah. Right. No, and therefore, and the kol is not a mamish. This is in the Havamina. That's not the Gemara's final answer. Then the Gemara says, "Aye, but kol is your chayah for kol."
Right.
The Gemara at that point seemed to think that even by Akimas Piv, there has to be a direct product of the Akimas Piv.
Right.
Right. Right. I mean, we're not going into that Gemara. It's a good question. But at that point, the Gemara is saying that Akimas Piv of Megadev is what? Would be a Maisa.
Right.
That has to do with the Shakla Vatari. The Gemara over there is saying that Akimas Piv of Megadev would be a Maisa.
Right?
Right? Were it not for the fact that it's Yeshno Belev.
Right.
Right?
But then the Gemara says, so how come Akimas Piv of Adam Zomim is not a... Now, apparently the Gemara seems to... It seems to me maybe that... I don't know. I have to think about it. That's a good question. That's a good question. Why the Gemara... How the Gemara is Mechalik Shem Megadev... In the Gemara's Havamina, before... When the Tosas has the answer of Yeshno Belev... When the Gemara has the answer of Yeshno Belev, before it comes to the conclusion that Megadev is a Lav Shem Maisa because... Yeshno Bakol and Lo and Bakol Lo Avid Maisa, what was the Gemara's Havamina that you should be Chayav on Megadev? That's your question. That's a good question. Right? I lost your picture. I don't know where you are anymore. Right? That's your question. That's a good question. Is that your question, Daniel?
Good.
That's good. Apparently the Gemara at that point was saying that... Apparently the Gemara was saying at that point that just like he must piv alone would be a Maisa. I don't know. Let's hold off on that. All right. Let's think this over. Yeah.